CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
It's time for episode 662 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. That's the one. Congratulations, you've reached Checkpoint Pigskin. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, is Brett Peter BPM Morris, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
What's going on? Where are you looking right now? It looks like you're looking out the window, like, to read the introduction of the show.
So what it is the introduction to the show is on my old laptop, which
is
set a little too far back over there.
Okay.
It sort of looks like I'm getting the signals in from some producer out on the street.
Yeah.
but yeah.
You watch football? You watch football this weekend? Did you watch Aaron Rodgers go down?
That was huge. He lasted three plays.
Three plays.
A lot of talk about that guy all summer, but he lasted three plays. If it was who charted, he wouldn't have lasted a whole chart.
No. He would go down in number five music.
Yeah. Wild stuff. Well, I don't want to get too deep into football. I know it is not the national pastime of our guest. So maybe we'll find out how much he does know about American football. But here he comes now.
I can't wait.
You know him from TV and movies and his new podcast, Flula Makes Five. Please welcome to the charts, Flula Borg.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to Charted, and everyone is here. I'm excited to see everyone here.
We're excited to see you. Did you come? Are you in the States as we speak to you?
I'm in America as I speak with you, and wow, Joe Namath guarantee a Super Bowl, butt fumble, Mark Sanchez.
He knows his Jets. That's pretty good. Parcells, that was all the Jets.
If you make me buy the groceries, make me cook the meal.
Wow. Damn. Were you been a fan of the NFL for a long time?
I have been watching some of the games. We are receiving those as I was a child, so I have some memories of Tim Biaka Batuka and Andre Rison and also Charles Woodson.
Wow. Yeah. And did you have a favorite team over there?
I very much enjoyed the Bears because they had the refrigeration and they also had other people. Yeah.
Refrigeration Perry.
Refrigeration Perry. He was stone cold, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And what about when they had the NFL Europe? Did you guys watch any of that over there?
I enjoyed very much the Frankfurt Galaxy, and we had Eric Zaya from the University of Georgia was there, and it was a nice time.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. Football. American.
Football.
Yeah.
I'm excited to talk to you about it. All right. We'll see also how much you know about music and movies.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Right on. All right. Should we get into the music?
Yeah, let's do it.
Wow, I'm so excited. Yes. Is there a music like stinger that occurs now? Bing, bam, bam, ba, doo, doo.
Yes, we do it. Howard's about to rap the history of music.
Oh.
So it'll just take a minute.
Go, Howard. Go, Howard.
Thanks, Lula.
Go, Howard.
Thanks, Lula. Music. We used to play LPs.
Uh-huh.
Eight tracks, cassettes, and CDs.
Oh.
Now we right there. That was spirited. That was
high and tight, like a delicious haircut. Yes.
Yeah. Well, right on. Yeah. We're going to get into a music chart. What chart do we have this week?
Yeah, I'm looking at the top five on Apple Music in the USA.
Apple Music. Okay. Yeah. Oh, are you an Apple Music user, Flula?
I use all the fruits. Yes, I like to enjoy. Yeah, what about you guys? What do you listen?
I use that one, yeah. Not a Spotify guy.
Not a Spotify. Sounds like a dope track. Not a Spotify guy. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm not a Spotify guy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, coming in, number five.
Yes.
Number five.
This is Gunna with Fuck You Mean.
Oh.
Let's see how much you can earn. Why me go big like the worm? And I ain't smoking no shirt. I'm in the beat with P. Litty. QP ski. I love my bitches, it's pretty. They showing their titties, it's up to the ceiling. I let them run through a million. I rock with a really, let's fuck on a billion. I'ma get down to the gritty, then fuck up the city, the home of the villains. It's a sea one of fulfilling.
Wow.
Smoke out the pound when I'm chilling.
Skirt.
Wow.
Skirt.
Yeah. Is there a comma in the title or is it just one straight? Is it just?
It's just one word, no spaces, not even any capitals.
So what is he speaking to someone whose name is the F and then he's like, you are not nice.
Fuck you mean.
You mean.
Yeah.
Fuck you mean.
Yeah.
That's the best interpretation I've heard of it yet.
Have you it heard is, other interpretations?
It is F-U-K. U
K
M E A N
Fuku
mean. Oh,
yeah, that was a real banger. Yeah,
that was a banger.
How about your music? I know you're an accomplished musician yourself. Are you making anything these days?
Thank you, Brett. That was a very kind compliment, and I would say thank you for that. And yes, I have made some albums. I have made a children's album with my friends Go Bananas Go. And also I've made a very dope techno throwback album to In the Spirit of the Suicide Squad with my friend Reggie Wouts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right on.
Yeah. And also I wrote a song about dirty kitchens called There's a Bug in Your Kitchen, comma Cockroach.
There is a comma in that one.
Yeah, I've inserted the comma just so people...
Okay, great.
Well, you started the trend, perhaps.
Yeah, of using... Yeah, watch out. My next punctuation is my trend set. Yes. Oh, good luck planking and T-bowing. No, I'm punctuating. Yeah.
There's no way ChatGPT can keep up with that.
No way.
No.
They can only make sense, not make... not no
dollars.
Sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
Olivia Rodrigo with Bad Idea, right?
Oh.
I think this is her album release cycle.
So does it have a comma in the title? Or?
It has a question mark, no comma.
Question mark, yeah.
Okay.
They're copying Flula.
Hey. Oh. Yeah.
It is fun.
Yes, tonight. Fun.
It's a bad idea, right?
I don't know. Oh. But they have broken up and they are going to see. I thought they have established boundaries.
Yeah. They're relapsing.
Oh, no.
Oh. They're not following the rules they set up.
That's not a healthy thing to do, just psychologically and emotionally speaking. I think it would be advisable for her to perhaps explore new relationships.
Yeah, there's many fish in the sea.
So many fishes, salmon, starfishes, also some some kelp.
But she does make it sound fun for something that can be fraught with danger.
Yeah.
She has a celebratory vibe to her.
I agree, Howard.
Although if you listen to some of her other songs, it's like you get that other side of her. Right the next day of this bad idea, she might be just slamming this guy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Like, you was bad. You are rude. I had did not have a good time.
The opposite of that last thing I said.
Right.
She'll pull out the piano for that one and do it badly.
Right.
She'll take the beat out of it.
Oh, nice. Well done, Olivia Rodrigo. I salute you.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Who charted?
Number three. Yeah.
Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red.
Uh-oh. Said pop, make money, now you try, bitch. You could use a revamp with a new vibe, sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan, cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time bitch, you ain't new, I win. Throw a shot like you're trying to have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Fans ain't dumb, but extreme is all. Yeah. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what, I ain't
seen the horse. Wow. She sounds like... Her cadence sounds a little like she's taunting me in my ears, you know, like threatening.
She's coming at you.
Yeah.
Oh, you are feeling
like defensive. I'm going to see you tomorrow. You know, that kind of thing. I know what you did last summer.
I know what you did. Yeah. That previous season.
You know something? You've been watching me on the ring camera or something.
Yeah. Leave me alone. Yes. Doja Cat.
But I like Flula. I like your interjections. They're better than P. Diddy's.
I apologize. Is this a part of the Who Charted where we should be silent as the music plays?
No, I'm being serious. I'm genetically incapable of sounding sincere, but I really did like it.
Thank you, Howard.
I think that's what was so provocative to Brett, that he said, oh, she's coming at me. But it might have been the interjection.
Might have been.
I'm sorry, Brett, for leading you on with these inappropriate guttural exposés.
all right, coming in at number two.
Oh, wow, we are almost at number one.
We're almost there.
Halfway there. Number two.
Okay.
Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo.
Wow, two of those.
Two of them.
Wow. Oh, because it's a vampire.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's your area, right?
Yeah. I hate the sun. Oh, I get it. Yeah. Dry like a goddamn vampire. Oh, wow. Uh-oh.
He explains it a bunch of times.
Wow, I thought it skipped. Garlic.
She's mad at that ex that she hooked up with.
Yeah, exactly.
She's very angry. I recommend, garlic. And it's a crucifix. If you shove it up vampire's anus, I think that is how you kill it. Yeah.
It is. You could probably shove some garlic up there.
You could put it, and then wait 30 to 40 minutes and you get a delicious snack. Just a tip. Yeah. Wow. Congratulations, Olivia Rodrigo.
I
wonder if she gets to all that later in the song and she starts eating the vampire at the end.
Yeah.
We just had a rattlesnake in the backyard last week and we put some garlic around the whole yard and that apparently wards them off.
Oh.
So it's not just vampires.
Who told you that, a vampire?
No.
Was your snake wrangler a vampire?
Yeah, maybe. I saw the snake wrangler yesterday just on the street and he had a huge stein of beer and he was just looking like bedraggled, you know? And I was like, how's it going, man? He's good. I'm just waiting for the next snake. I'm just waiting for the next snake. He stands around.
Waits out in this hot sun with a beer as the snake goes by.
Just waiting for someone to flag him down for a snake.
This is a very inefficient business model.
Yeah. You should get a consultant.
Yes.
Give him a better way to make money. Yeah.
I agree. Well, we're almost at number one. Is this true?
Almost there.
I'm
coming
so excited.
In at number one.
Oh, okay.
Number one.
Yeah.
Zach Bryan with I Remember Everything featuring Kacey Musgraves.
Hmm.
Labrador hanging out the passenger door.
Yeah.
The sand from your hair is blowing in my eyes.
Uh-oh.
Blame it on the beach, grown men don't cry.
That's inaccurate.
Do you remember that beat down basement couch?
Oh.
I'd sing you my love songs and you'd tell me about.
Yes.
How your mama ran off and pawned her ring.
Oh, so sad.
I remember everything.
The Flula interjections make this one too. This is a somber, downtrodden track.
Somber. It's about Rain Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, photographic memory.
Ah, wonderful. Yeah. Thank you, Zach Brian, for reminding us of that wonderful film about Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, he's into the old films. But yeah. He was arrested this week for mouthing off to police. They didn't like his attitude, and they took him into custody.
Oh, this was a quick turn. Really? This occurred?
Yes.
Where was it?
Number one on the charts. He was driving, I think, from the south to Baltimore or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. He was headed north, and he gives the details on his social media. They're not super interesting, but basically he just got arrested. And
so he's pulled
he's
over.
He's early enough in his career to eat it and make an apology.
Eat it and beat it, yeah.
Yeah. I just read an article that the traditional Southern accent is fading away fast. We might lose it altogether. The old school draw.
What's taking it over? Kardashian speak or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are we sad about how do you guys feel about this?
I can't imagine it's ever going to go away. I would be sad if it did fully go away. I like the Southern accent. It's a big part of America.
Yeah. I bet it's like it's sort of a particular type of Southern accent.
Awesome.
Like, you know, a very traditional one. But I like accents.
Also me. Yeah, me as well. I like those.
What do the farmers sound like in Germany? What do the hillbilly people sound like there?
Yeah, for some days they'll moche. Like that. Yeah.
What about the urban Germans?
Urban Germans, all kinds of German urbans we have. They are quick speaking. They can also, many of them speak much more better English than my sad, confused, hit in the head with a brick English that you are currently witnessing.
What would be the equivalent in Germany of the like deep south? And it would be deep Bavaria or something?
Yeah, that's correct, Brett. Yes, it would be the Bavarians with Lederhosen. And perhaps your snake wrangler man sounds potentially from southern Bavaria. He's maybe Garmisch-Partenkirchen. It's very possible. Yes, that is our country place. Those are our hillybillies. Yeah.
Interesting.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Howard.
We got Flula here. We're so excited to have him.
Me too.
He's got a new pet. Podcast Flula Makes Five. That was the music chart. We'll be right back with the movies.
Oh, that's exciting.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Flula Borg, and
Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart.
Oh. Oh, yes.
boobies.
Uh-oh.
They used to be too silent.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they're too loud and violent.
Violent, yes.
For most of them, I am not a client.
Oh, I
people
like
on
it.
The big screen are freaking giant.
Giant.
Boobies. Because of the screens.
Yes. H. Michael Cray, everyone. Yes.
Woo.
Give it up.
Yeah. Tugboat sound.
What's your, so we mentioned your new podcast. What's the premise there?
Yeah, well, it's called Flula Makes Five. We had a sitcom that we recorded. To save some money, I hired my cousin Heinz to be our director of photography, but he has never been a director of photography before. And so we did not know until we recorded the 8 episodes that he did not remove the lens cap.
Ah.
And so now we have turned the lemonade into juice and it's a podcast because we did record the sound. And so here we go. And the premise of the show is that a family of four buys a house. They do not read the contract, which says the basement has been leased to a German man for 99 years. And so there it is. Yeah, it's Flula Makes Five. It's like Alf. Meets Mr. Belvedere meets a shit show. Yes,
I love that. So it's the sound of the sitcom.
Yes, it's a sitcom. Just if you close your eyes, it's like you're there because that's basically what we did. Yeah, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah,
theater of the mind. I'm excited to hear it. Check it out, everybody. Flula Makes Five.
Thank you.
All right, on to the movie charts.
Oh, let's get to it.
At number five. We got Barbie.
Oh.
It is the best day ever. So is yesterday, and so is tomorrow, and every day from now until forever. You guys ever think about dying?
Awkward. That's awkward.
Some things have been happening that might be related.
Have you seen this one, Flula?
Yes, Brett, I've seen it. I enjoyed it. It was a very fun time.
Did it remind you of Germany, all the blondes?
No, it did remind me in no way. It was very bright and no drizzle. There was very, very few clouds.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I was just confused. We have all the clouds gone. It's like that song about cowboys, except about cumulus clouds.
About cumulus.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys seen Barbie and did you enjoy it?
I have not seen it. But I think I will enjoy it.
Yes.
I'm waiting for it to come out on streaming.
On Blu-ray.
Yeah, I intend to see it. Freebie.
Freebie. Yes, yes. First Jury Duty and then Barbie. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Wow. Coming in at number four.
Oh, we
number
are
number four.
Yeah.
Jawan.
Jawan?
Jawan. Let me see the screen.
I don't know it.
Joanna, man? What?
Oh,
Joanna. This is Beating Barbie?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Mumbai mein hue is hijack ne pure desh mein sansani macha di hai.
Ye batao tumhe chahiye kya?
I think that might be the Who, the H-U.
Oh, yeah, the Who.
In the background.
The Who, like wow. Pinball Wizard?
Like Pinball Wizard, but but spelled H-U, the like Mongolian throat singer metal band.
Sorry.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. Wow, that looks very cool.
It does look cool. A high-octane action thriller.
That's wild. So there's an Indian action movie coming straight to the theaters.
Count
right.
me into it. Yeah.
That's a new thing. We haven't seen that before. Usually they would have to have some kind of art house movie like Bend It Like Beckham or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Count me into Jawan. I want to see it. Very bad.
It looks
exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in number three.
Oh, boy.
Number three.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
Oh,
wow.
She's
an ethnic countdown this week.
A lot has happened since my big fat Greek wedding.
Oh.
Like I never left.
My father passed away.
Oh,
and
no.
His last wish was for us to visit
where's that
his
movie?
Childhood village.
Yeah.
Reconnect.
My big
our
fat
roots.
Greek
so
funeral.
We're having a reunion. Greece.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Two, three, four.
Fun.
And by we, I mean.
Oh, ouch.
Souvlaki.
Paging Souvlaki. Anybody by the name of Souvlaki on this flight?
I get it.
Oh, boy. Whoa. The wait
There's
was worth it.
What?
Yes, it was.
I didn't know you were going to be here.
What are you doing here?
I had an amazing date. She ghosted him.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Does it all take place on that plane? Oh, they go outside the plane.
We are related through your papu's papu, who was married to my great-great Yaya's sister-in-law.
Isn't the Greek economy is not doing so good right now? I don't know. I mean, will they make overseas money? I guess we'll find out.
Wow. I hope that one is fatter than the sequel. You get because of the cheese.
Lots of Greek jokes. Origin.
Yeah, lots of one. Yeah.
Thrilled. Right. I'm thrilled that's out.
Me as well.
All right, coming in, number two.
Oh.
No. Two.
Sorry, Equalizer H. 3.
Oh, this will be exciting.
What did you do back home?
It's exciting to me as an audio engineer. Anything called the Equalizer.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope it's well mixed.
You gotta make the wave, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm deliberately not looking at this trailer right now. I'm looking at you guys because I really want to see this film.
Okay, no spoilers.
I'm just blocking, yeah.
I'll try to go poker face so I don't give anything away with my expressions.
Please go gaga for me. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Denzel's back. I hope he's back. Not a spoiler, but he is
no.
back.
No. I liked the first one, and also I liked the second one, Hot Take.
What happened in those movies?
He kicked lots of buttocks.
Okay.
And he uses a timer, and then things go slow, and then he says lots of Denzel things, and then he just destroys.
And is he catching terrorists or criminals or traffickers? Who's he after?
He's not after speeders and curb parkers. He's into he just kills everyone. It's really about just don't, if offended Denzel, he will just eliminate you in a life way. Yeah, he will cease. Like if your heart was beating, then after you have met Denzel, he will then prevent this from occurring.
Then you will regret it.
You will be no longer existing. Yes. Yeah.
Nothing more to think about.
No.
Courtesy of the Equalizer.
Yeah.
Does he cry in it? I feel like Denzel Washington always has a strong tear scene, you know. A single tear coming down.
He has no tears. He has no tears for fears. He is an Uber / Lyft driver and he insists on 5-star ratings. This is true. Mm. And he just does not like with baseball. There's no crying.
You must love Uber as a just the name Uber must
I love
must
well thank you for saying it, Brett. Now I can be on my box of soap and tell you. It should be Uber because it should be an umlaut. And so Uber sounds very weird.
Foolish.
It should be Uber, you know?
Right.
It should have like one of those Motley Crue things in there, you're saying.
An umlaut, yes. A double dot. Yeah, double dot. Uber. And also Lyft is misspelled. It's very, the car services are confusing for me.
Insulting, really.
Yeah.
All right, coming in number one.
Oh,
number one,
The Nun 2.
But yes, I've seen it.
You've seen this?
I saw it last night. Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Lots
Isn't
of
this a dog. Prequel? It's a prequel to The Nun 1. Is that right?
It doesn't feel.
No, that's the one.
Yeah. I've not seen any of the other one, The Conjurings and all of these stuff. Yeah.
Sophie, what happened?
Dirty cement. Wow.
Lots of dirty cement.
There's something
here. Yeah. A nun is there.
That's not meant to be.
Yeah.
What did you see? I saw a nun.
Are the nuns good in this one?
No, they are evil in this. I don't want to spoil for you, H. Michael Greyer. They are bad. It's not like the film Nuns on the Run, if you have seen this.
Right, or Sister Act.
In Sister Act.
These nuns are causing trouble. They're not fixing anything.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah. So unlike in Sister Act, they can murder you brutally and immolate you and also rip your limbs apart.
Jeez. Yeah. What god do they work for?
To count me out of that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's number one, huh?
Number one.
It is getting to be Halloween time.
Yes.
We're excited that you went to see those. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
Homework for the show. And we'll be right back with the hot picks.
Oh.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
That slaps.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Literally us slapping the table.
I loved it.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's first pick. This is New Chemical Brothers. I'm picking just track three. This is No Reason.
Ooh.
Howard, drop that rap.
Oh. We're here with Flula.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We're podcasting.
Yes.
International.
Who's
the flavor?
Yeah, who trod it? Who trod it?
An hour and a quarter.
Yeah.
When I was done, my nuts were in disorder. She drank that Ula. Tallulah.
Oh, yeah.
Ferris Bueller.
Oh.
We're here with Flula.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That was great.
International sound system.
Do you guys ever, just to mix it up, since this is your 600 plus episodes, just change the name of it to Who Shot It and then just guess which one of you did?
Oh.
Just take the pun out entirely?
Yeah.
I think that would be the day we would just shut it down. Oh, maybe no. The last episode we should
shard
just do
it
that.
Down.
We'll just shard it. Got it.
Okay. Shard it down.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you.
That was good. Sounded like classic Chemicals.
Yes.
Yeah. Vintage stuff. But no.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is the new Rolling Stones. And the song is Angry.
Oh.
Have you guys heard this one? I thought it was actually pretty good.
Oh,
I do. I like it. Sounds like the old Stones a little bit, but if they it recorded does. It over Zoom with each other.
Duh. How does it sound over Zoom?
No, it sounds a little crunchy, like they're not together or something. But I do like the sound of it. Like, that's what you want them to do, is to sound like the Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't sound like 80-year-old guys, that's for sure.
No, 72 to 73, agreed.
Yeah. Yes. At most, 73.
Maximum.
Yeah, there's a little, like, too much auto-tune on him, his vocals, for my taste, but... The whole production and everything sounds cool to me. I'm like,
I enjoy it.
I'm happy to hear it.
They got a whole album, right?
Yeah, they're coming out with a whole album, and it's the first in like 20 something years, which I didn't even realize.
Really? I thought they put one out like.
They put out like cover albums and an old blues album or something like that. But
yeah, like the classic originals. Blues.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. That's
good stuff. I mean, how much longer are we going to be able to say we have a new Stones album?
Maybe just this time.
Maybe just this time.
About 2 weeks.
Yeah. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
It's Flula's pick. I asked for a new song. He's been digging, and he said Axel F. by Harold Faltermeyer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. Get ready. Yeah. Okay.
He's doing it a second time. Okay, then maybe the beat.
Yeah. And get ready. Oh, snap. Yes, yes. This is hot. Ba 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 da ba da ba ba. Yeah, do you see it? You hear it? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gets so fun.
I always forget about this part. Gets kind of lighthearted at that point.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Little elves come out.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
then it gets magical.
Oh, get ready. Is it time? No.
Oh, we go back in time to the beginning. It's
like a Mario Kart, you know, like the song just starts over.
Yeah. It really sounded like you went through a portal and then came back in the beginning of the song.
Yes, yes. It's like Mario World 4-2. Yes.
Yes. I really just picture a whole band of keytars.
Oh, like, yes.
It's just four or five keytars all keytars. Going at it.
All days long. Oh, thank you for playing that fresh new song for me, everyone.
Of course.
Yeah.
Is that a big influence on you?
Yes, absolutely. I like the interplay of the bass and the not bass, and the beat is also very nice. Also, I love the lyrics.
Yeah, the not bass was a beautiful melody on the not bass.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Coming in at number two.
Oh.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Speedy Ortiz. Shout out. Friend of the show. This is a new song called Ranch Versus Ranch.
Oh, a dressing fight.
Yes, dressing fight.
Yes.
It's really cool.
I like it. Ranch versus a ranch. Are the ranches spelled the same in the title of the song?
They are. They're spelled the same. So I'm not sure who wins.
Is it?
She didn't use cranch. I see a lot of crazy ranch is the trend now. Yeah. Maybe ranch versus cranch.
Versus cranch. No? Okay. So it's just two relatives who have the same last name. It's like Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah, exactly.
A divorce drama.
So, yeah.
We got to have her back on the show and ask her, you know.
Oh, yeah. We'll get the meaning of that one.
Yeah. I'd what's the this. Conclusion?
Yeah.
But a great new track.
Coming in at number one.
Okay. Number one.
Howard's second pick. This is Olivia Rodrigo.
Wow.
All right. You're right in
She's
the
back.
Thick
She's back, yes.
of the moment. This is Ballad of a Homeschooled Girl.
Oh.
I'm guessing that's her.
That made me want to shut down all the public schools.
These kids, they're going to listen to this music and start a pandemic.
Those kids. Kids these days.
Yeah. Not an altogether different sound than Speedy Ortiz. The kind of alt-rock thing is bad.
Or the Stones. It sounded kind of crunchy like they recorded in that Stone session.
Yes.
but anyway, she... makes it sound fun once again, whatever hellish thing she was talking about.
Sounded like she was just has social anxiety from being homeschooled.
Ach so, I see. Oh, good luck to you, Olivia, with your social anxiety. I hope this song has helped you.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for judging those songs. Did you know that the new judge on this year's The Voice is none other than Niall Horan from One Direction?
Oh, really? Who knew it? Wow.
How about that?
Congratulations to you, Niall. I hope you are excited and that you have received millions of dollars in exchange for your services.
There you go. And how about congratulations to Drew Barrymore? Her show's back in production.
Okay. No problems at all with that.
That's slightly confusing. Okay.
Yes, but she's back.
Oh.
And thank you so much to Flula. And check out Flula's new show, Flula Makes Five.
Hey, thank you, Howard, and also Brett, and also everyone in the Who Charted crew.
Yes, we're excited to have you. And
thank you. We don't thank the crew enough. There's a large crew behind us making all this happen, you know.
Oh,
30 to 40 people at least.
You know what? They're signaling me thank you. I'm getting the thank you.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, great. Yes, don't forget about those people.
Right on. Flula, thank you so much for visiting us. Check out the podcast and all of Flula's other endeavors.
And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to Who Charted, a podcast which has existed for 600 and plus episodes and is not about who pooped in the pants. It's about culture. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Crush that like button.
And we waited far too long to have you on the show. We got to get you back at some point.
Thank you for waiting.
We'd love to see you again.
I would love this. If I have not died, I would love to return.
Stay alive for us, please.
Okay.
Check out all the other programs, Comedy Bang Bang World, WhoChartedPod.com.
Yes.
Drop Date Duel, Grift Horse, all those. And we will see you right here next week on...
Who charted? Charted.